Welcome to the Inspiration 316 show hosted by John Beener, founder of Wise Counsel. John shares the inspiring and shocking miracles of how Jesus Christ is changing lives, families, organizations, and nations in this chaotic world. These are the true stories the media won't cover because they defy the shocking bad news they are selling. Stay tuned to be inspired.
Welcome, it's John Beener. Glad to have you. This is pretty exciting today. We got a special show. We've got Joy Lamb here with us, the famous author of The Sword of the Spirit. She has had a profound impact on many people's lives, including my life, through the years. And this, the book that she wrote, and she and I have got to know each other through the years. We don't get to see each other very often. But Joy, thank you for coming. Thank you for being on the show with us today on Inspiration 316.
Thank you for inviting me. This is wonderful.
It's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a little studio here together. Mary Ann's her assistant, and she's here with us too. And so we are ready to go and talk about your life and the book that's impacted so many people through the years and how you got started with it all. But let's get a little bit about your background. You know, were you born and raised in Jacksonville, or where were you?
I was born in Waycross, Georgia.
No kidding. How about that?
Later came to Jacksonville through the Navy. My husband was a pilot out in California, and at the time I was a stewardess for United.
No kidding.
And we came together after college.
Okay.
And married, came back to Jacksonville where I had my two girls who are fabulous. And that's how I came here.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. So, well, he was stationed in California, you said?
He was training in California.
Oh, okay.
Got his wings in California, and we got married.
Okay.
And moved back to my backyard. I thought we were going to stay in California, but 2 days after we were married, we came back here.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
So he was in the Navy for a long time, or what?
Well, he was in the Navy for 5 years, and
okay.
Then went back to law school at in Chapel Hill, where we had been in school together.
Oh, really? Okay.
And but that marriage ended.
Okay.
And then began the horror.
That began the horror. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of horror did you go through?
Well, just lots of bad things. I was another person. I began drinking too much, and not good.
Okay.
But through a lot of inner healing through Francis and Judith McNutt at the Christian Healing Ministry,
mm-hmm.
I found the Lord one night, for 5 days, this wonderful priest, Father Frank Deering, which most of you may know,
mm-hmm.
took me through a lot of inner healing, repentance, and forgiveness. Forgiveness being the greatest, the
really?
Biggest. And at the end of the conversation, the week, he said, "Now I want you to go and hear this couple speak," and that was Francis and Judith McNutt.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a seminar at St. Peter's.
Oh, really?
St. Peter's Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the end of Francis's talk and the last talk on Saturday night. And he said, "I want you to ask the Lord a question. And then I want you to come forward and let us lay hands on you." And my words to myself are, "I am entirely too sophisticated to walk down the aisle with all these people."
Right.
And then I said, but I did ask the question. I said, "Lord, if you're real, I really want to know it. And I want to love people the way you love them." Well, the next thing I knew, I was standing in front of Francis. And they laid hands on me, and the rest is history. I just fell out. And my whole life, really, I'm sure it wasn't overnight, but it felt like it was overnight,
okay.
Went from A to Z. And I was so excited about the McNutts that I offered my services as a volunteer.
Okay.
And I did their airline tickets because I was sort of familiar with the airlines.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And what was I going to say?
You've been a stewardess for how long were you a stewardess?
2 years.
Oh, just 2 years?
Yeah.
But you knew the travel industry anyway.
So. Yeah. And anyway, so I was in the lunchroom one day. I started, working with them.
Well, now, had they moved to Jacksonville at that point?
Yeah, they had moved to Jacksonville.
Okay, they started the Christian Healing Ministry then.
Started the Christian Healing Ministry. Mm-hmm. And I was in the lunchroom. And I saw this basket in the middle of the table. And it had letters and envelopes. And I asked them, I said, "What is this?" And they said, "These are the people that write to us for prayer, and we're frankly too busy to answer them. And I said, for some strange reason, because I have no clue about any of this, may I take them? And I took them, and I thought, what in the world am I going to do with them? I don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. So I packaged the letters and the notes up, and I took them to my little chapel at St. Mark's Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And I sat in the chapel, and I prayed, and I sat in the chapel, and I heard this voice speak, and he said, pray my word, child. Trust me and pray my word. Mm. I thought, well, how do I do that? So I had my Bible, and I opened the Bible, and I literally, first of all, I read the different notes, and I categorized them: inner healing, salvation, deliverance, special needs. And then I started looking for scriptures that matched those. And that's how the book started. So I started out with three intercessors that I went out in the yard at CHM and picked three ladies having lunch under the gazebo and said, would you help me with this? Would you be willing to pray for these people? And we wrote notes to the people that we prayed for, and we said, if you have anything happen as a result of the prayer that you requested, would you write us and join us as an intercessor? And it just kept flowing. And in about 6 months, we had 500 intercessors.
Wow.
And that was the first wow of this ministry. It was definitely a wow ministry.
Hey, let's backtrack a little bit for people listening. This is John Beener. You're listening to Inspiration 316 with Joy Lamb. We're interviewing her about her book, The Sword of the Spirit, The Word of God, and how it's changed the lives of so many different people. But you're telling us how you got started with this, going to the chapel and praying over the prayer requests that Christian Healing Ministry, Francis and Judith McNutt, were receiving on a regular basis, evidently, from people. And they were out affecting the whole country. In fact, other nations, is that right or what? At the time when you started to volunteer to come in, you were volunteering to set up their travel for them, right?
Right, I was.
And so God had touched you to grab a hold of those prayer requests, and then he was telling you to pray and pray, seek the word of God over each one of these requests, right?
Right.
And so then you got other volunteers involved, right? And these people were already volunteering for the Christian Healing Ministry?
Yeah, they were volunteering in different, you know, capacities, which they still do.
Yeah.
But it was amazing how the 500 came from outside the ministry.
Right. Huh? And then now, what year would this have been?
Pardon me?
What year would this have been?
Probably 1987.
Okay.
We started, and what I would do...
Now, this is before the internet, so you didn't have that as a resource at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Nope. What was so wonderful, I had an assistant. We'd get requests from people, and we would, if it was for physical, we had a sheet with the physical scriptures on, and we'd put about 30 or 40, and we gave them instructions, lift up the names, and then just pray the scriptures over them. Mm-hmm. And out of all these, now this was over a period of time, you know, when all this came about, but the sheets, people then started requesting the sheets with the names on.
Your notes.
My notes, my notes. And from this, I said, you know, we ought to make this a book. Uh-huh. And God gave me The Sword of the Spirit. He woke me up in the middle of the night and said, name this book The Sword of the Spirit, The Word of God. Mm-hmm. And underneath that was a subtitle that said, a prayer manual for praying God's word. Mm-hmm. And at first, the first group we published was, I think it was like 3,000. Then we went from 3,000 to 7,000 and then to 10,000 each year.
Each time you published it?
Uh-huh. And we self-published it.
Okay.
Which we've never advertised, and that's not true. I asked the Lord to be my agent.
Okay, good.
I did, but you know what? I broke that promise one time. One time, my ego got in the way. Somebody called me, from the Washington Times and wanted to do a full-page ad for the Sword of the Spirit. So I was beating my chest saying, ooh, look at this.
Yeah.
That was wrong because I'd broken my vow to the Lord.
To let him be the marketer?
Yeah. And right after that, the sales just went down the tubes.
Down the tubes.
Was the weirdest thing because it came out of nowhere, and I didn't know why until recently. I said, you know why that happened? It's because I broke my vow to the Lord. Because before that, people would come and say, I've ordered a case of books, and I'm giving them out. People out of nowhere. And that's coming about again. So, and I feel like we're on a new, I'm jumping around, but the latest thing that's happened, which I just love, about in 2002, my vision, I was diagnosed with a vision problem. And it's been workable until about a year ago. And I started, I it was hard for me to read the prayers because I pray the prayers in my prayer room every morning for the multitudes. And I thought, you know what? I can record these prayers and I can listen to these prayers. And as I listen to them, I pray in the Spirit.
Okay.
And it is so powerful. And people love it.
Yeah.
So,
I can imagine so.
Yeah. You know, and it's just, it's wonderful. I've talked too fast and too hard. Sorry about that.
No, you haven't. Again, this is John Beaner with Inspiration 316. I'm here live with Joy Lamb talking about the Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, the book that she published way back in the 1980s. And it's probably sold hundreds of thousands of copies, right, since?
Yeah. I don't know how many, but.
Yeah, it's amazing. But it's a great, it's really about praying the Word of God back to God's promises, right? About healing. We talked about, we had a chance to interview Judith McNutt, and she talked about four different kinds of healing, you know, the physical, the inner healing, the spiritual, and then the deliverance aspects of healing. And so what do you think has been the most common prayer that people would write about and ask for prayer for?
That's a good question.
I mean, it doesn't have to be one. It could be two or three, obviously.
I think physical healing and deliverance.
Physical healing and deliverance, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one thing that's so interesting, in 1989, the Lord said, I want you to begin praying for the nation.
Okay.
So we started Nation Prayers then, which we have a little book, this little booklet right here.
Okay.
That is called Families and Churches United in Word Prayer for the Freedom and Healing of America, with the subtitle, Prayer is Our Greatest Weapon.
Amen.
So I am convinced that prayer is the only thing that's going to
turn around our nation. Yeah.
Prayer and forgiveness.
Amen.
I mean, we're so in a lock with this one is right and this one is right. But Donald Trump, I want to get to Donald Trump and say, go before the nation and forgive your enemies, because the Lord says, unless you forgive your enemies, I cannot forgive you.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I don't care if it's a husband and a wife, a black person, a white person, the government, a Democratic Party, Republican Party. Forgiveness has got to begin to flow.
Amen.
And nothing's going to move. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
So that's my nation pitch.
Your nation pitch, okay.
Please. Forgive.
Forgive.
Can I give you an example? Of
sure, absolutely, yeah.
I married a beautiful man years ago who recently died. Not recently, 7 years ago. And one of his daughters did not like me one bit.
Okay.
So for 3 years, my life was just, ugh. And one day, I went to the chapel, and I filled in everything I could remember about what she had done.
Uh-huh.
And it's a three-way forgiveness. It's blank. I forgive you for, and I speak out the thing that she had done. Lord Jesus, will you forgive her for, speak out the things that she had done. And Lord Jesus, forgive me for holding a grudge against her and a judgment. Amen. And within about 5 days, that woman turned around. And today, in fact, she called me this morning just to say she loved me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought maybe, you know, it just came to me. It was probably so I could give that example.
Absolutely.
Over the radio.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so we want to thank forgiveness and pray forgiveness for this nation.
Amen. Yeah, for this nation and for families and for individuals.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's the key.
Well, it's the key. This is why Christ came. He died on the cross for forgiveness of our sins. I mean, mankind was off track before Christ. Now we have grace, but we still have what I call grace periods ending. In other words, where God has tolerated grace over someone, but there's a time when there's going to be a pain or a suffering or some kind of hurt that caused them to draw to Christ, if they'll be wise and be smart about it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to what you just said. Let's explain that one more time for our listeners about what you did with going. You said you went and wrote down from three aspects. You talked about prayer and healing.
Well, I call this the three-way forgiveness prayer.
Three-way forgiveness prayer, okay.
You lift up the person, and you forgive them for what they have, quote, done to you.
Okay.
And then you ask God to forgive them.
Okay.
And then you ask God to forgive me for holding a judgment against that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like holding a rock in your hand. And it won't move. It just is there. But as you open it up, it melts. And that's what forgiveness does to the rock in our hearts.
Amen.
It just melts it. And we become open not only to the Lord's love and healing, but to heal the person that we've held a judgment against.
Right.
I love it.
I love it, too. That's beautiful. Beautiful. That's.
It's on our website now. We have several recordings on the website.
Okay.
With my, you know, speaking the scriptures.
Give us the website address.
It is the Sword of the Spirit book.
Okay.
Help me. Wait.
SwordOfTheSpiritBook.com.
All right. The Sword of the Spirit.com. The Sword of the Spirit book. .com.
Okay.
And on that website is a deliverance protection prayer, a prayer for thwarting all terrorism in this nation and exposing our government where they have been bad boys, which is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah,
I mean, all the prayers, not only on the website, but in this little booklet, Praying for the Nation, are beginning to get answered.
Praise God.
And it is so exciting to watch.
It is exciting, yes.
I mean, I'm just breaking out in chills 24/7. I really am. I try not to get. I'm breaking out in chills. That's as far as I need to go.
So, if they want to get your book, the Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, they can go to your website, or they can actually go, because I was there on was at Amazon the other day looking, saw your book there too. So. And you said there's 19 editions, so the newest one is available.
All right.
Now.
And you can also go to Christian Healing Ministry.
Okay.
And you can come straight to us with a, what do we call it? You can come to us with an email.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the email is the sort, what is the email?
Lance Books, too.
I don't deal with this, and you can tell.
That's what we have, Marianne here. That's good.
I'd like to introduce Marianne.
Sure.
This is my assistant, Marianne Lewis. Uh-huh. She is straight from heaven.
She is.
Straight from heaven.
She didn't get born like the rest of us did. She came right down from heaven.
She came right down. Yeah,
how about that?
She is wonderful. She really is. But what was I saying? Oh, you can go to the, you can write us an email to order a book, and you can go to.
Lambsbooks2@gmail.com,
and Christian Healing Ministry handles our book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lambs Book 2.
Is
like the number 2?
Uh-huh.
Number 2.
Okay.
@gmail.com is the email for orders.
Okay.
And you can go to...
Well, if they get to the website, they can figure that out, right?
Right.
Yes, right.
Everything's... on the website.
Yeah. The SwordOfTheSpiritBook.com. SwordOfTheSpiritBook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Do you want to know how much it cost?
Sure. Okay.
It costs $15 a copy.
Okay.
And you can also order wholesale when you order a case.
Okay.
And that's half price.
Okay.
And there are 30 books in a case.
All right. Well, good.
They're that's wonderful great. For churches, ministries.
Right.
We get marvelous letters.
I bet you do, yes.
We really do.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's still exciting.
Still exciting, what,
yes.
Since 1987 to today.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's what we got talking about 20, 30 years ago almost now.
Yeah.
Time is flying by. So you talked about the two key things. You talked about physical healing, and then you talked about deliverance. Tell me about that, because very few churches really talk much about deliverance, do they?
Nope.
Yeah, so
not.
I mean, it's like it's a hush-hush thing, and, you know, that's not for us and all that other kind of thing, and not our denomination thing.
Well, Satan is alive and well on the planet Earth, as you
yep.
can look around and see that.
Yep.
And this particular prayer is a binding prayer with
okay.
Satan and all of his activities and all the assignments that come against us.
Okay.
And I don't leave the house without praying it every single day.
Okay.
One of the testimonies, there are also a couple of testimonies on the website, is from a pastor in Louisville, Kentucky. He called me one day and he said, I have to tell you what happened to me. He had a Wednesday night healing service, and after it was over, he'd done some deliverance at the altar. After it was over, he felt this huge anger come over him. Mm-hmm. He didn't know where it was coming from or what it was. And he and his wife were leaving the church. And they went, as they traveled home, he got madder and madder. He was almost hysterical with anger. Mm-hmm. And they reached their house, and the wife said, let's go upstairs in our prayer room and pray. And then he got this sense, a deep sentence, not out loud, take your family to the basement and kill them. And he said when he heard that, he got real peaceful. He knew that was the thing to do. But she got him upstairs, and the sword of the Spirit was on his bedside table. She picked it up, and she started praying out loud. And when she got halfway, three-quarters of the way down the page, all the anger went away.
Hmm.
And...
As
she prayed.
Over him.
Uh-huh. He might have been the one that prayed. This testimony is about 4 years old, and
okay.
it is in the book.
Okay.
The new book. In fact, isn't it up front now, Marianne? Or is it in the back?
It's in the front of Sword of the Spirit, and
uh-huh.
it's in the back.
Right.
Families and Churches United
okay.
in Word Prayer.
But it
okay.
is so powerful, and he was so excited about this.
Uh-huh.
And we've gotten another
fabulous. So it broke the evil that
broke
was overcoming
him.
Yeah.
And then I got a letter one time from a woman who had multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so pathetic. She said, if I can get any relief, please help me. So I sent her a copy of Sword of the Spirit. And I said, pray the deliverance scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote me back and she said, for the first time in my plight for healing, I have received peace, and my personality is emerging into one.
Wow.
So that's the power. That's the power of this
power.
Binding Satan and of recognizing Satan for who
right.
he is.
Right.
Depression, oppression. I think Satan's the common denominator for every malady that we
yeah.
suffer from.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's the... Is it called the God of this world? I mean, because obviously we're born into a world filled with evil,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God said we will have troubles, right? But he never leave us and forsake us. He's there. We had to turn to him, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here with Joy Lamb. We're interviewing her, talking about the Sword of the Spirit book.com, the Sword of the Spirit book.com. You can get copies there. It has got incredible wisdom and insight for all of us that need prayer and what to pray for and how to pray the Word of God and bring the Lord, the Holy Spirit into it. The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, and joy. That's what we want. And we got joy here. Love, Peace, and Joy Lamb is with us as well.
That can get in a bad mood, but I know where to get rid of it.
Again, you've been some ups and downs in your life. Again, starting out by volunteering at the Christian Healing Ministry hit a big difference in your life, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
and
yes.
Taking their prayer requests of people from around. It's hard to believe that they're at that point, there's 500 intercessors with the Christian Healing Ministry when this is back in 1987 when there was no internet, you know, and it's just amazing that was happening.
I can see myself now stacking those papers, folding them up, putting them in the envelope. They still keep, there were a lot more, but all these 500 intercessors, they're still there. They keep that number, 500.
Do they?
But most of them have gone out and formed new prayer ministries.
Good.
I mean, they're all over.
We got to take a break right now. We've got some music coming on here, right, Steve? And we are going to be sharing more with Joy Lamb here in the second half. So hang in there with us. This is Randy Roswell with Sanctuary.
Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll